evening, I'd like to just share with you some halachos as relates to Hataras Nedarim, since this will be our last Mincha Maariv share before Erev Rosh Hashanah, when of course the minhag is to be Matir Neder. So let me begin with a quote from Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, where he shares with us a secret that perhaps at times is helpful to be aware of. And that is that although the standard nusach of Hataras Nedarim as found in the Sidurim and the Machzorim takes some time, and if someone is rushing out to get to somewhere where he has to be by a certain time, not always is the timing so convenient. So what are your options? So one option might be, well, can I do Hataras Nedarim before Shacharis? Maybe that will save me time when Shacharis is over. The question then becomes, before Shacharis, we encounter the following issue. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes in Hilchos Tefillah tells us, Asulo l'hisasek b'tzrachav, olelach b'derech, ad she'espalo tefillah shemoneh esrei. One is not allowed to engage in one's personal needs before davening shemoneh esrei. So is performing Hataras Nedarim considered engaging in one's own personal tzrachim or not? So that's a shiloh. So in this regard, he quotes from Rabbi Shaul David Harfenis, who says the following: if you wanted to be Matir Neder before Slichos even starts, so if you're at the first minyan, Slichos starts already, it's still nighttime outside, okay, so then it's not Zman Tefillah yet. If you're really saying Slichos before Alos, now not every minyan says Slichos that early, but if your first minyan says Slichos before Alos HaShachar, so it's not even Zman Tefillah yet, so it's only Laila, it's not even Alos HaShachar yet. So then the question becomes, okay, if it's not Alos HaShachar yet even, then there's no problem of engaging in my own personal tzrachim before Shacharis. Then the shaila becomes, well, can I be Matir Neder at night? So for that we have the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah Reish Chav Ches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Gimel that it is mutter to be Matir Neder Balaila. Because whereas one, generally speaking, cannot have a Beis Din issue a psak and be done a din Torah balayla, but Hataras Nedarim is not a din, and one is allowed to be Matir Neder balayla. So if you wanted to arrange Hataras Nedarim before Slichos, assuming it's still not Los HaShachar yet, that for sure is an option. No problem being Matir Neder at night. But if you have already passed that point where it's already Los HaShachar, now the question is this an issue of Asiyas Tzrachav before davening? Is that a problem or not? So, on the one hand, you might argue, well, the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah make an allowance that if there really is a pressing need, so the Ramah says, Yesh mekilin la'achar sha'amru miktas brachos kodem sha'amru baruch sha'amar v'tov la'achmer bazeh. Ramah says that if there is a pressing need, okay, so then, Samar Mekel, if you've said already some of the brachos, better to be machmir, but in case of a tzorech, it seems like there would be a makam lahakel after saying some of the brachos, even before davening Shemoneh Esrei. But even aside from that, Rav Harfenis quotes that perhaps one might argue that Hataras Nedarim is not tzrachav. It's not personal needs. Why? Because a learning is for mutter, right? So Hataras Nedarim is not learning. It's for my personal needs not to be over in Nedarim. But it's Chavtzei Shemayim. It's not just my own personal pursuits. It's I don't want to be over or be Nichshol in the Isra of Nedarim. So being Matir Neder is it's halachic concern. It's halachic consideration. So he does quote that maybe this is considered Tzorchei Mitzvah. It's not just Tzrach of personal needs, but it's Chavtzei Shemayim. It's a Yonei Mitzvah. Maybe that would be enough of a reason to be Matir doing Hataras Nedarim before Shacharis. So there certainly is a Makom LaHakel in that regard. Whether it's parallel to learning would raise another interesting shaila. Let's say you haven't said Birchas Torah yet. Could you be matzah before Birchas Torah? Does it have a din of Talmud Torah that you require Birchas Torah first, or no? This is just a being matzah neder. It's not a din of Talmud Torah. Maybe I don't need Birchas Torah. So he cites here from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that b'shas harchak you can be mekel to say Hataras Adarim even if you haven't said yet Birchas Torah. Interesting question. Apparently, Rav Chaim Kanievsky felt that it's not, strictly speaking, Talmud Torah per se that would be usher to recite before Birchas Torah. I'm not sure why b'shas harchak seems to be somewhat ambivalent about it. But Mekel, then he seems to say that you can be mekel to perform a Taras Nadarm, even if you have not yet recited Birchas Torah. Okay, so in that regard, there is a Makom Lahakel to say a Taras Nadarm before Birchas Torah. There's also a Makom Lahakel to say a Taras Nadarm even before Shacharis, because it's Chefetz Shemayim, it's not personal Tzrachim. That having been said, let's say it's not a question anymore of doing a Taras Nadarm before Shacharis. Now it's already post Shacharis, and I'm still rushing, and I'm still in a bind, trying to get out on time. So he quotes here from Rav Steinman, who composed a shorter nusach of a Taras Nadarim. Case one is ever pressed for time, and the long sitter nusach is not going to do the trick. So Rav Steinman wrote that there is a nusach katsar that one could say that would be sufficient. What is that nusach? Now apparently Rav Steinman recommended this even l'chatchila for Talmidei HaYeshiva, who I guess were going to be learning, if not engaging in Taras Nadarim. So in the interests of saving time, again, if the cheshbon, you know, the bittul Torah here, we're talking about is a few minutes altogether. I guess Rav Steinman felt that those few minutes of bittul Torah was kedai to make a shorter nusach for Taras Nadarim. So his nusach was the following. Instead of the long paragraph in the sitter, his nusach was simply this. Mischaret ani al kol hanedarim ushavuos. I regret all of the nedarim, all of the shavuos, v'chein kol minhag tov shenahagti v'lo amarti shehei b'li neder. And I regret also any good minhag that I adopted without saying b'li neder. And then he says, v'mayis yodea she'escharet. Had I known that I would regret it, lo ayisi noder onishba, I never would have taken the neder initially. So first he expresses charata, and then he has a pesach, as it's known in halacha. The pesach being, had I known this would have been the case, I never would have taken the neder to begin with. Those are two critical components of any hataras nadarim. Hatara through charata, and hatara through pesach. The charata is, I regret it, from the very beginning. And then the pesach is, had I known I would have regretted it, I would not have done so l'chatchila. Minag tov hayisi masna shiyir b'li neder, and I would have said b'li neder about the minag hatov that I took upon myself. U'mevakish, and I ask shetatiruli eskulam, that you release me from all of them. That is it. And then the Dayanim say mutalach, 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 and you're on your way. That's pretty express. It's really just a few lines, and in less than 2 minutes, one is done. So this is the nusach that Steinman composed that, again, if one needs to, for whatever reason, recite this shorter nusach, this is acceptable. Now, granted, if someone is in need of the shorter nusach, by the time you find the sefer and dig it up, it might be too late already. You might be just good off doing the sitter nusach. But if you pray in advance and you have a copy of this with you, knowing that you might be pressed for time, this would be very helpful to have. Because that is one interesting aura here, B'shem Rav Steinman, that you can say this shorter nusach when necessary. Another interesting halacha b'nogeah taras nadarim. In Yoredeah, Reish Chaf Ches Gimel, the same sif in which we are told that one can recite a taras nadarim balayla. The Shulchan Aruch there tells us as well that it can be performed bikrovim, with relatives. And in Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chidushim here on Shulchan Aruch, he says, dafka krovim can perform that Taras Nadarim, but not an Isha. Why? because krovim, he says, there's no psul in the guf. This individual could serve on a beis din if his karav wasn't present as part of the petitioners in any other context. He's kosher to be a dayan. But an isha who's never kosher could not be a dayan for a taras darn. So krovim dafka, not nashim, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Meaning there's no psul beguf in the karav. It's just the combination of the two people who are related to each other is, generally speaking, a problem. By a taras darm, it's not a problem. So writes Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Pesach Tshuva cites as well from Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Simen Ein Gimel, that there's no psul be'etzem, and therefore a karav can be mataneder for his relative who is the petitioner. So father and son, one can be the dayan, one can be the petitioner, perfectly fine. Is there any svar l'chalik to say that maybe you couldn't have krovim sitting together as dayanim on the beis din? Would that be any different? I mean, once you allow a father-son or brother and brother, one to be the dayan, one to be the petitioner, would there be any svar to say that they can't be dayanim together, sitting side by side? Or would that follow the same svar here? The same heter? So I recall hearing from Rabbi Herschel Schachter, and I see here as well in Sefer Moedei Kodesh, that there is no distinction between whether the krovim are on either side of the fence, so to speak, one a dayan and one the petitioner, or whether the krovim are actually sitting together side by side as the dayanim. Either way, the heter of krovim applies. And you can have father and son sitting at the basin together, you can have father and son, one as a dayan, one as a petitioner, or brothers, whatever the case of krovim might be. Either way, it's sufficient. That is not a problem when it comes to hataras nidadarim. So some wait until Erev Yom Kippur. Some wait until Erev Yom Kippur. After all, we say Kol Nidre Erev Yom Kippur, which Poskim writes for women who might not have done Hataras Adam Erev Rosh Hashanah, they can rely upon the Kol Nidre. But it is quoted in Poskim that it's not ideal to wait until Erev Yom Kippur. Here, Paras Yosef HaKadosh, he cites from those who write that one should not wait for Erev Yom Kippur. He quotes it from the Shla, in the beginning of Masechas Yuma, that even though we say Kol Nidre, and Yom Kippur is also a Rosh Hashanah of sorts, but Zrizim Ma'akdimin, we should do the Hataras Darm Dafka before Rosh Hashanah. The basis for the minig is a Gemara which says that one who doesn't want to be bound by and therefore nichshal when it comes to the Darm should stand up Berei Shaita at the beginning of the year and make this declaration. So it's on that Gemara that we rely upon to recite this Hataras Darm each and every year. But again, as the Shla here is quoted as having said, the Chatchila, better not to wait for Erev Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur night, but to do so in Erev Rosh Hashanah, because that's the Reish Shaita. Zrizim Ma'akdimin, that's the time that is ideal to do it. That's interesting. If father is standing because he's the petitioner, the son is standing because he's the dayan. I didn't see that mentioned as a concern. That's an interesting Shaila. Haven't come across that as a question, but interesting question. Okay. make one last ta'ara, which is, although we don't view Hataras Adarim as din, and we allow Hataras Adarim to take place at night, we allow the basin to consist of krovim, nonetheless, it still is called a beis din. And for that reason, Svarim write that you shouldn't have a beis din with an even number of dayanim, because a beis din must always be an odd number. So it could be 3, it could be 11, but it shouldn't be 4, it shouldn't be 10. So that is quoted in Svarim as well, that one should be careful. Sometimes you have people who just, in one large group, you have one group sits, one group stands, people say it together, people then switch places and others say it. But even if you're doing it in a group and not one person at a time, but one should be zohar not to have an even number of people sitting in the beis din, because then you have a beis din shakel, which is potentially problematic. Plan Menachah, Shomer Shkash, Bachos Zakos, Esel, Tichach Cherev, Lentem Esel Shnemar, Nochav Eitzel Man, Tzidkoyel, Dizrav Yadir.